Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up, wake up.
There it is, first of the month, believe it or not.
I got a renegade in my check.
May 1st. Cinco de Uno.
Yeah, man. It's 5-1.
Happy May.
Yeah, man.
Welcome to May. May Day, by the way. May Day. Shout out to all the workers out there.
A big part?
I don't even know if it's like a real holiday, but it's like traditionally a day where the working class is celebrated. Sometimes will stage a protest or something in support of laborers or immigrants or something like that. I feel like a holiday we can get behind.
Hell yeah.
A holiday we're supportive of. Working class, the blue collar worker out there.
Are we blue collar?
You got a blue shirt on?
I do. I don't, no collar. You have a collar?
Yeah, kind of. It's like half zip, right?
Okay.
That's a collar?
I call it a collar.
But it's gray.
Yeah, it don't matter. I got a blue shirt. Great. We'll combine it.
You got a blue and a collar.
There we go.
Yeah,
we're blue collar as hell.
I would say we're the blue collar sports radio show.
I mean, if you didn't know, now you know. We pulled up. We got it out the mud, Bunk. Pulled up our bootstraps.
Exactly right. By our own bootstraps.
Yeah. How about I get this? My wife just insulted me because we're going to go to see the new movie. Everything. And she asked me, she said,
what movie are you seeing?
Sinners.
Oh, okay, cool.
And she said, 8:00, right? I was like, okay, can you make it through it? Yes, I don't fall asleep all the time. I fell asleep in 3 movies, all right?
Is it a really long one?
I don't know. I asked her how long it was. Okay. But I know, but I mean, I fall asleep in 3 movies.
Which were they? I guess you might not remember.
Aquaman?
Two, okay.
The second Aquaman, I think.
Okay.
Fell asleep in that. This is in a theater. So I told her, don't have me in them damn chairs that recline.
You're right. The fancy theaters, it gets dark in there. Yeah. Plus, they sell drinks.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bad combo.
Yeah, it's a couple other I fell asleep.
Plus, you don't really like superheroes, so
no,
you might fall asleep during that anyway.
But so I was like, that's not on me. But I will stay awake, I promise you.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm just like, but just the non-faith that you have to ask the question, are you going to make it through it?
Three isn't like, I mean, 3 is not a small number, I don't think, to fall asleep in the theater of.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know you can do it. I believe in you.
Right.
I've got your back.
I made it all the way through.
I'm just saying I understand the question.
Andy, I made it all the way through the Avatar, the new Avatar.
Oh, and that's a long one.
I made it all the way through it.
Okay. Yeah,
all
there you go.
Well, I mean, I missed a little bit.
The end or the middle or what?
Just a little bit in the middle. Just a little bit in the middle.
I missed a little bit of the third quarter last night of the Lakers Timberwolves game.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I was like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
This game's close now.
Yeah, man.
And then I decided I was going to stay up. I don't know why. I don't know why I decided I wanted to do that. Then I watched the postgame show. Why did I do that?
No, you were
crazy.
Up.
I was up. It was 1:15 in the morning. Yeah, I decided to go to bed.
Took that good old nap right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
And there's what did we talk about? We said, we don't want just all ball. Talk about Falcons football, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to turn on the TV.
Yeah, as soon as you put on NFL Network, you got the Falcons logo and a non-football-related topic next to it.
Yeah.
And it's not even the Ulbricht one because they've moved on from that.
Yes.
That was yesterday's unfortunate Falcons news. Now, I do like the details that Joe shared with us about that. I didn't know all of that as far as the NFL accidentally sending the number to 2,000 different people. Like, that's a huge mistake. That someone made?
Yes.
Seems like that person or the NFL should take some responsibility for that.
They won't.
Again, I don't know that. I know people will come at me because I'm using terms that I maybe I'm using terms incorrectly. That also doesn't seem like a data breach. That just seems like a mistake that someone made.
Did somebody get on you about the data breach?
I guess a breach is just whatever. But like,
please tell me there wasn't a well actually guy.
There's a lot of well actually guys. I don't mind them. I don't mind well actually guys because
go to hell.
They inform me of things that I didn't know previously.
This feels like asking the question of, is it breaking in if the door's already open?
Well, my thing is just like calling what happened to in this instance a data breach is like saying like Elin Nordegren finding Tiger's sex text messages a data breach.
Yes.
Like, nah, somebody picked up a piece of equipment and found some stuff on it.
Yes.
We're not talking about hackers here, you know? The NFL accidentally sent an email to 2,000 people they shouldn't have sent it to. Somebody screwed up.
How do you send an email to 200 people?
I don't know. Like, that seems like a real big mess up.
Wait, How long do you think it took to put together that, like, sendee group?
You'd have to hope there was already a group. I don't think they were typing them in individually. I would hope not. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I hope that's already an email group that exists.
Do you think that group, they get like a bunch of like message could not be delivered from coaches who have been fired and no longer have the
New
York Jets?
I doubt all that.
I don't know how often it gets updated. I do know that I am a part of email stuff like that, you know, with like media, whatever, like when anything happens with the Hawks, I get 40 emails.
Right.
Like anytime the Hawks have a game, there's like,
are you on the Hawks?
Here's the first quarter box score.
Are you on their
mailing
list?
Here's the halftime box score. Here's the third quarter box score. Here's the end of game box score. Here's the post game quotes. Here's the whatever.
Are you on the email chain with the Hawks?
Apparently I am.
Oh, okay.
I didn't opt into this. This is not something that I chose to be. I believe you probably are too. you probably are too.
Oh, okay.
You probably have an email inbox full of Dyson Daniels won most improved player and stuff like that from yesterday.
Okay.
Now that's one I actually was like, all right, there's some information that's relevant. I feel like the first quarter box score, I just go to ESPN.com, probably get that
you
one.
Probably
but
get sorry,
that one. It's
probably...
okay. I appreciate they're keeping me informed. Just like the well actually guys. I appreciate the information.
Oh,
all right. 20 minutes from now, we'll talk a little NBA playoffs, a couple potential closeout games tonight. One team going home after last night. The Rockets staved off elimination. They beat the hell out of the Warriors. The Warriors' backups got chippy.
Did you see that picture of Steph's finger? Uh-uh. His thumb? Oh, man, it looked so raggedy. And
really?
They're going at it.
All right.
Yeah, they were just talking about them. And yeah.
All right, we'll get to that coming up in about 15 minutes. Before we do that, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's hear from another one of the Falcons' assistant coaches, Barrett Rood, on Troy Andersen, giving us an injury update that I certainly am interested in hearing.
I do agree. I agree with him if he's healthy. I think he could be a high-level linebacker.
Yeah.
I do. I honestly do.
It's just, I don't know if it's the biggest. There's so many, I don't know, if you want to list Falcons ifs for 2025.
He's one of them.
Is that numero uno?
Oh, man. Is he number one?
I guess if Penix plays great.
Yeah, I'm always going with Penix on that, but he's a top five-ish. You know, I think that he is, he probably, and I'm just talking about off the ball linebacker because they said they're going to play Jalen on the line. He's probably your most gifted player at that position.
Mm-hmm.
He's the biggest, he's the fastest, all those things. Now, Caden Ellis is a vet and savvy, all those
and
other things.
Really
and
good.
He's a really
when
good
they use
player.
Him,
when they use him,
they use him right.
Right way. But I think Troy, when he's healthy, just talk about God given qualities and abilities. They don't have anything like him.
Right.
They don't have one as big as he is. They don't have one as fast as he is. You know, and the thing with him is that he keeps on hindering his growth, meaning he's not playing, so you can't learn. And he keeps on getting behind the eight ball because he's not actually getting out there having to play games. It's one thing to sit in meetings all the time, Bunk, but when you're out there, when this thing's going fast and everything like that, and he keeps losing out on those reps. And so, he has to stay healthy.
Yeah, and again,
because if he's healthy, he's going to play.
Right, absolutely.
Yes,
and he's not only he's going to play.
He's
going to start. And there were flashes. He hit that one game last year against the Saints that, and you know, it sucks that there's only one game that you can kind of go to. I don't even know what his second best game is in his life.
Oh man,
I know what his best game is.
Yeah,
when he had 15 tackles and a pick six, and he was NFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Was that the only touchdown he scored?
Was that the only touchdown the Falcons scored that day?
I thought it was.
Yeah, is that the game they lost, or was that the first game against them?
I think it's first game.
Okay. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Yeah. But, if he plays, that's possible that he can do stuff like that. But, again, like that, this is one of those ones that's why GM's lives are so hard because he's a good player. Terry Fontenot went out on a limb to take him. I mean, taking him in the second round out of where they took him from with other linebackers right. that people are more familiar with being there. But when he's played well. But no one really grades you like that.
Nope.
You drafted him and he hasn't played. Yep. That's not a good pick.
Nope.
Like, you got to get him on the field.
Yeah.
So,
oh, no, yeah. I mean, you don't anticipate him getting hurt. That's why I keep saying, like, being a small school player is not why he's hurt.
No.
You know, he's just hurt. You get bad luck. You call him whatever you want to. But yeah, he has to play because he adds such a different dynamic at that linebacker position when he's out there.
Ravens declined the fifth-year option on center Tyler Linderbaum.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Especially because they're talking about trying to extend it.
Yes. I don't see why they didn't pick it up. Maybe that's because they have an inside track. I didn't think it would cost you anything to do that, but obviously he's one of the better centers in ball.
Maybe does doing the fifth year like set the number at a place they don't want it set at for the negotiation?
Could be it. I don't know.
Because Tyler Linderbaum's as good as Drew Dahlman, if not better.
I think he's better.
Yeah.
He's better.
Right? And yes. Drew Dahlman just got paid quite a bit of money this offseason on the open market. Yeah, that's a weird one. Normally you just sort of pick it up and then you can negotiate and figure it out down the road. Jaguars declined the fifth-year option on Devin Lloyd. I thought he was a guy who's also been hurt a
lot.
Yes, I loved that dude in college and continued to rave about him when he was in Jacksonville. And when he's played, he's been good. He's just been hurt.
That's the biggest thing. He has not been on the field. And you got a new GM coming in and everything like that, and he has not done enough to warrant it, I'm assuming. But, I mean, me and you were on the same boat, this guy.
Love that dude at Utah.
Because he's a damn baller.
So good.
He's a damn baller and everything. But, yeah, I mean, he's still got to go out there and prove he's going to get opportunity. They're not going to cut him.
Yeah, I mean, he was a top 10 pick.
Yeah, they're not going to cut
right,
him.
Right, wasn't he? Was he a second round draft pick? No, it couldn't have been because it's a fifth year option. So he had to be a first round draft pick.
I don't know if he's a top 10, though.
But he was a high pick.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like, he's got to go out there and prove a point because if he's healthy, he's gonna get paid because he's that good of a player. But I think it's all about, you know, the timing and new front office, and they didn't draft you. You know, I didn't draft him.
Okay, he was late first round.
Yeah, I didn't draft you, so.
Right.
You know, who gives a damn?
Hey, a couple terrible stories, obviously. We could talk about the John Elway's business partner, Jeff Spurdeck, died from injuries sustained on a golf cart accident. I know Elway was driving the golf cart.
Yeah.
Just a terrible tragedy. Jordan Travis, also former Florida State quarterback, he's announced his retirement. You know, obviously he got hurt at the end of that great Florida State season a couple of years ago, was unable to play the final couple games of the season and hasn't played since then. I know he was picked up by the Jets and, you know, thought maybe he would have a chance at an NFL career, but he's had to retire.
Yeah, man. You hate to see it because, I mean, they were having a magical season in Florida State.
Yeah, if he doesn't get hurt, they probably would have made the play.
Magical season and everything.
That's
like
one of
that.
The things they held against them.
Yeah, and he had, I mean, just a gruesome injury. And it was gruesome, Andy. And your leg is not supposed to turn that way. And things like that. And it's unfortunate because, you know, maybe this young man maybe had a bright future continuing his football career, and it sucks for him. But, I mean, he got an opportunity and all those different things. And I mean, at least you got the opportunity to see that, hey, this just ain't going to work.
Hey, caller number 6 right now is going to win a pair of tickets to the Good Vibes Only Tour at the Lakewood Amphitheater featuring Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul with special guests DaBaby, Chevy Woods, Fed the God, and DJ Bonix.
Yeah, man.
So there you go. Caller number 6 right now.
Just give me the light.
404-726-0929. We're going to get you in there. We'll come back and talk a little NBA playoffs after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Congratulations to Clifford in Atlanta. Clifford's going to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul, courtesy of us. July 27th.
Such an honest name, Clifford.
Clifford, yeah.
Man. You know Clifford. Clifford can watch children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Clifford's it. He just seems like just a
Clifford can change the oil. Yeah. He doesn't He doesn't need to look at YouTube to know how to swap out your deadbolt. Clifford, he knows how he's doing.
Clifford will give you exact change back.
Uh huh.
Yeah. He's just an all around.
And he has cash.
Yes. All around. Always. Solid name. Yep. So so congratulations. You're going to see Wiz Khalifa as we talk. Glad it's outside because some things ain't gonna stop. But let me just, the lineup you said it's gonna be Wiz. It's gonna be
you got Wiz Khalifa and obviously Sean Paul for the headliners.
Okay.
Then they have special guests, DaBaby, Chevy Woods, okay. Fed the God, and DJ Bonix.
Okay. All right. Now, DaBaby, is he like a feature, or is he going to actually get to go up there and do some stuff?
He's a special guest.
I like DaBaby. I like DaBaby.
There's got one song that I love that came out a number of years ago.
Yeah, I like DaBaby.
I don't know. He got in trouble for something. I don't know what it is.
He did something. He did something real stupid.
His popularity has waned since then.
Stupid. He did something stupid.
But he's going to be there. So,
I love it, man. I love it. But yeah, Wiz Khalifa. Now
he's got a real big smile.
Who?
DaBaby.
Oh yeah, yeah. He got a big ass mouth.
You can see all his teeth.
Yes, yes.
He's him and Cam Newton when he smiles.
Brightening up.
He doesn't even need to sit down in the dentist chair. Just smile real quick. They're all good.
Brighten up the whole South Side, man. But yeah, that sounds like that should be a fun concert.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Outside.
I love going to concerts at Lakewood.
Never been.
Yeah, we need to go. We need to find a nice show. Me, you, and our wives, we can go have a good time because Lakewood is awesome. Now, parking and getting in and getting out, whatever. When you're there, though, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
I haven't been to the one at Chastain Park either.
Another great place.
And then we have been to the one in Alpharetta. I don't remember what it's called. It's like a bank or something.
Yeah, that's where.
We've been to a couple shows there over the last few years. I mean, just amphitheaters in general are just fun.
Yeah, they are.
Concerts outside and all kinds of stuff like that. All right, so let's talk a little NBA playoffs. Do you want to start with where it started, like the pregame stuff yesterday from JJ? He's fired up.
Okay.
I got a couple different thoughts on this. I'm always happy to offer a little, a little journalism advice, and I think we can do that here with this question.
Hey, Coach, back here. Back. As you watch the film, what do you recall about your thought process in the moment? Sticking with the five you stuck with in the fourth quarter the other day. And is there an assistant or someone maybe that you'll lean on tonight, maybe to try to get, you know, some other guys involved if that opportunity presents
itself. Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced and that was an inexperienced decision that I made? You think I don't talk to my assistants about substitutions every single timeout?
No, I just think there's a lot of coaches lean on their assistants in those situations.
As do I, every single time. That's a weird assumption. All right.
There you have it.
Yeah.
It was a bad question.
Yes.
It started off fine. If he would have, now he's already answered it because obviously he was asked post game about, yes, hey, why didn't you take any of these guys, yes, out for 24 minutes?
Yes.
But he was like, hey, like when you look back at tape, is there anything that stands out to you about the way that you used your rotations, yes, in the second half?
Yes.
Fine. Reasonable question. Reasonable question. But then to be like, you know, and maybe you could ask some of the,
like
Nate McMillan, who's
like,
coached a lot of games, or Scott Brooks, yes, who's coached a lot of games, other guys that are on your staff. Maybe, right, you can lean on them a little bit.
Right.
And I understand where the frustration came from there. But all anybody saw was JJ storming off.
Yeah,
like,
man,
that's tough. It's a tough look. It's a tough look for that to be the way that it started, and then the game to go the way that it did. The strategy of not using a center and then getting absolutely abused by Rudy Gobert last night in an elimination game, I think it's fair to question some of the tactics, yeah, of J.J. Redick in this series.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. And I think, you know, as much as people wanted to praise J.J. and everything, they looked for him to make a mistake, and he did, mm-hmm, in his strategy as far as playing them all. But he knows his team better than any of us. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so and I'm not saying he was right or wrong, but he looked at it from saying, well, I can't play these other guys.
Yeah, that's the thing about it.
He coached game four like it was game seven.
Yes.
You know what
I think
mean?
That was a bigger mistake, yes, than what they did yesterday.
Yes.
I understand why he did what they did yesterday. They thought that their advantage was going small and trying to make the guards of the Minnesota Timberwolves beat them on the perimeter. And it worked.
Yes.
All those guys played like crap.
Yes.
They couldn't shoot. Anthony Edwards went 0 for 11 from 3. They also thought if they pressed him like that on the perimeter, they would settle. And they did.
Yes.
They settled for bad shots. There was one point where they had missed 20 consecutive threes in that game.
Yes.
Timberwolves missed 20 consecutive threes in that game.
What was their final? 7 for what?
They were 7 for 47.
Yes.
7 like, for 47.
The Lakers lost.
That's
last
a good
night
strategy.
Off of a damn a C performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely right. The Timberwolves didn't play particularly well last night at all. Rudy Gobert did.
Yeah.
And I thought Julius Randle did too. Julius
really
Randle might have been the best player in the entire series.
I just
like
think
start to finish.
He's finally figuring out how to play with them. But the one thing about them, they hit their stride at the right time. Now, the NBA did them a huge favor because Ant-Man wasn't supposed to play in that last game. Because remember, he got the text and everything.
Oh,
and they rescinded it and playing the game and all that other stuff. And they ended up getting
and that
out
got
of the
them this seed, yeah, right out of the,
yeah,
play-in.
Yeah. But, no, I think that, you know, when you look at where the Lakers are and J.J., he had no choice. I just think that, you know, and we talk about Jackson Hayes. And I mean, he played okay sometimes, but he still is who he is.
I think the worst thing that happened to the Lakers – and the perception of the Lakers was that weird little 15-game stretch they had pre-LeBron injury, post-Luka trade, where Jackson Hayes somehow factored into being one of the best defensive rotations in basketball.
Right.
They won all those games. You got to go back and look at who some of those games were against, because
right,
it's NBA regular season basketball. Like, any given night, you might be playing against, like, a second-rate lineup,
right,
even if it's a good team. And I think a lot of people just kind of bought into the idea that, oh, wow, not only is this, like, it's amazing that they got Luka, it's going to work faster than we thought.
Right.
If you go back to the day of the trade, beyond just the shock that they got him, the reaction was, all right, this is a future deal.
Yep.
Like, this roster doesn't really make sense, yep, together right now. You have to make the trade because they offered you Luka Doncic.
Correct.
So, of course, you do it. You got your guy of the future for the next 10 years, assuming he opts in, which, you know, who knows. But, like, if you would have told me the day or two after that trade that they lost in the first round in 5 games to the Minnesota Timberwolves because they didn't have any size, I wouldn't have been surprised by that. People just kind of got gassed up by that 15-game stretch,
exactly,
where they played so well.
Exactly what happened.
And it just wasn't realistic. Like, it wasn't a realistic version of who they were.
No, and I think that's the thing when it goes back to when we talk about brand recognition and all those different things. Whoa, man, look at the Lakers. They're championship in 5 and all that other crap. And they just weren't. And now that you see that they weren't surprised, like, Minnesota is more athletic. They have better depth. They got a freaking superstar. And they have size.
They have everything that wins in the playoffs,
yes,
in the history of the NBA.
And the Lakers don't have any of that.
They don't.
They don't.
I mean, they got, like, little pieces, but, like, they don't have the collection of it for sure.
No.
The other thing about it, we talked about this last year as Anthony Edwards was going through KD and the Suns. It's a young man's game, man. Like, these guys are great players.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong, and they should be celebrated,
yes,
and they have been.
Yes.
But, like, why would it be surprising to you that the 25-year-old stud is taking down the 40-year-old?
I don't know
what I mean?
I don't know. Because
of course he is.
You look at the 40-year-old.
This guy's in his prime. The 40-year-old played pretty good. Last night he looked tired because he was.
Because he's 40.
But, I mean, this is like, I don't know. And maybe it's just the way that, like, the hype train has run on this group of aging NBA players.
Yes.
But, like, yeah, man, at some point, the new generation ushers out the old generation.
Yes.
And it's always happening.
It's always happened. We just never seen an older generation or whatever you want to call a generation like this one.
They've never lasted this long.
They never lasted this long and still playing at a high of a level that they're playing at. But, yeah, this dude's a damn killer.
Absolute assassin.
He's a killer. He's an assassin. And I've been talking about, you know, best players in the world. And, I think Joker is still the best player in the world. But this guy – and Jason Tatum, I think they're the two best American-born players.
I think that's right.
Yes.
I think that's right.
I mean, as much as we make fun of Jason Tatum because of his obsession with Kobe and all that other crap, that dude's a damn baller.
He
has no holes in his game.
He's so good.
He has no holes in his game.
That we just kind of talked about the NBA media hype over whatever. Like, they're so good, they get ignored. That's how good that they're so good it's boring, and there's nothing to talk about in Boston until you get to the Eastern Conference Finals and Finals. That's how good they've become. As for Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves, it took them a minute. I mean, that's the benefit and the argument of an 82-game season is when you make a trade like the trade they made and you deal with injuries like they had this season, sometimes it takes a while for you to kind of get acclimated with your group. They did.
Yes.
They got a great rotation now.
Yeah.
Like, you're bringing Naz Reid, Dante DiVincenzo, and Alexander Walker off the bench, and obviously they wouldn't like to play Alexander Walker as many minutes as they did last night. Jaden McDaniels kind of was getting in kind of some silly foul trouble. If that guy stays out of foul trouble and plays the way he played in the first four games, they can give the Thunder trouble.
Yes.
Like, that's how good they are and how well-built they are.
What about the I think that was a mail-in.
I know they would play the Thunder in the conference finals, but I'm saying that's where I think they're going.
I think that was a mail-in last night by the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, let's just
– let's get back home.
Let's get it home and just go ahead in this thing. Jimmy didn't do too much last night.
No.
They're worried about Steph because they are hacking at that hand.
Is it his right hand?
Yes, his right thumb.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They're hacking at it and everything like
that. They got some hackers on
that
team.
Rightfully so. Saw some headbutts going out last night, which was so funny.
I don't know much about Pat Spencer.
They put him in to do that.
But when you got a mustache and you wear number 61,
they put you in.
And you get the opportunity to headbutt Alperen Şengün and you do it.
Yes.
I'm a fan of yours.
They put him in to do that. Yeah. Hey. All right, we need you to go in there.
He was getting some buckets.
We need you to go out there and act the fool. Because when I saw the score, when I heard the score, I was like, what?
Yeah, how are they down 400? But they cut it to 10.
That's exactly.
Steph had to put his braces back on.
Exactly. So that's why I think, you know, going back to San Francisco, it's going to be a wrap.
I wonder what it would have taken for them to put those guys back in. Because they cut it to 11 at one point. There was like 4.5 minutes left.
Right.
And then they just started missing layups.
If they got to 6.
They started missing layups like their hands didn't work.
You think like Steve was like, all right. So
I think single digits. I think if it would have got to like 9 and they could have got a timeout. Get back out there.
Lakers win tonight?
Make a couple threes.
Knicks win tonight?
I don't think so.
You think the Pistons
No, I think the Pistons are going to send that thing back to New York.
About a clip.
They got too many injuries, man. Brunson and Hart are hurt.
And Brunson banged up.
Yeah, they're hurt. I think the Pistons are going to get them. Man, I don't know. I might be getting off the Clippers bandwagon, man. I don't know. The Nuggets play like they played in that last game. I'm going with the Clippers. That one's going 7-2. Nobody's going home tonight. Both those series are going to 7. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Tune in the game.
Uh-huh.
There we go. I remember this song. Every school that had black and yellow decided that this was their anthem.
Oh, my God, yes.
Is he from Pittsburgh or something?
I don't know, but I'm curious why he's a Pittsburgh. Because they said that he was talking about the Steelers in this.
Okay.
I don't know where Wiz Khalifa. I don't want to say he's from Cali, and he's not.
Yeah, who knows? I'm going to look it up real quick.
Yeah, but
and then you'll know.
Yeah,
he was born in North Dakota? No, he wasn't. Is that true?
Well, I mean.
Yeah, he was. He was born in Minot, North Dakota.
Sweet.
All right. Is that where he grew up?
He did actually grow up in Pittsburgh.
You could be okay. You could be born
anywhere.
He went
to high school in Pittsburgh, at least.
Black and yellow.
That makes more sense to me.
You know what it is? I like that song.
I remember that song.
Yeah, I like that song.
Appalachian State used it a lot because they're, you know, black and yellow. Their colors are black and yellow.
Okay, so I got you.
They leaned into it.
Why everybody mess with Bill, man? They got Bill Belichick, man. That's all his fault. Bill, you told us to stay off social media and all that. I was like, y'all leave Bill alone. Bill living his best life.
Bill's asking for it, Randy.
No, this is what it is. Bill ain't never gave us this kind of access to
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
All right.
And that's what.
And now.
Bill
could have always been a tenderoni. Been always after them tenderoni, slaying them.
It's possible.
You know what I mean? It's a possibility.
It's
Rich,
entirely possible.
You live in Nantucket, where a lot of them tenderonis be at.
Nope.
Ain't no tenderonis in Nantucket.
Like, you know, like children of wealthy people, I suppose.
Right,
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what the nightlife's
that's
like.
That's what Bobby Brown was talking about. Tenderoni, you know.
Okay.
All right? That's what he was talking about.
I don't think. Okay, never mind. You're probably right. He probably was talking about Nantucket.
He was,
I think Bobby Brown probably was specifically talking about the Nantucket nightlife.
He was talking about the tenderonis. Oh, right. Bill found him a tenderoni up there in Nantucket.
Right, which is fine.
Which is fine.
Who cares? Do that.
I don't think she has that kind of say
I don't,
on over Bill's life.
I don't know, nor do I care about how much say she has over Bill's life. She seems to have happened upon a pretty solid little real estate portfolio, but who doesn't acquire a bunch of property at the age of 24 when you randomly start dating a millionaire? That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Happens to a lot of people.
I get it.
It's a normal path.
How you know
here's my thing. The only real opinion I have on this, because do whatever you want.
It's funny.
It is what it is. It's surprising to me that Bill Belichick, the man that we knew as Bill Belichick,
right,
is now tabloid fodder.
I agree.
That is surprising.
Yeah, because I would have thought that, man.
Never would have thought that.
Yeah. But I knew this was. I knew stuff like this was going to happen when he got the Instagram.
Yeah, no, right.
I was like, hold on.
There's been signals.
Yeah, hold on, Bill.
That it was weird.
Hold on, Bill.
Yeah.
Like, which you need Instagram at how old is Bill? 70-something?
Whatever. Old. I mean, too old to have your first social media account.
Yeah, exactly. That's all like, what?
I mean, whatever. That's not fair. That's like, ageist. Do whatever you want.
I'm like, what the hell is Bill doing?
It's not so much about that age. It is about the age, but it's also just about the guy that for so long was so against all of that stuff.
Was it face? Yeah,
exactly. He was making fun of it.
Yeah.
And like, Bill Belichick would have cut or fired this version of Bill Belichick from his coaching staff. That's what's strange to me about it. Like, it's like that guy with the hoodie and the grumbles and all that kind of stuff wouldn't have stood for this guy's behavior.
Like,
North Carolina had to put out a statement about it yesterday. That's weird. Like, you can't be, I don't know if it's rises to the level of distraction or problem or whatever it is, but like, it's just weird that that guy is now this guy.
Yes.
That's my thing on it.
Bill,
it's just weird.
Maybe this was always Bill.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it's always
Bill. Maybe it is. Maybe he's just hiding it really well for a really, really long time.
He needed a tenderoni to bring it out.
It's like the most interesting thing that Bill Belichick did outside of being a great football coach for 25 years was his dog was on a Zoom call one time during the draft.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like the most wholesome old guy thing that could happen. And now he's doing yoga on the beach.
Yeah, man. Bill's living his best life.
Living
my best life.
Do whatever you want, man. It's your money. If you want to give it to her for real estate, that's fine. Do whatever you want. I don't care.
This is.
It's not coming my way.
Hell no.
One way or the other. So it doesn't make any difference to me.
So Bill a cake daddy?
It seems like maybe.
Okay.
It seems like maybe.
Damn.
But, okay, so.
There's plenty of others.
There are a lot of them.
There's a lot of caking.
A lot of people out there, yeah.
A lot of caking.
I have to think there's some sort of trade-off, right? Like, she gets that, and he gets to, put his body on top of her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In a gross way.
She's a little.
She wasn't just like, she hasn't, I don't know, maybe she does. Maybe I don't know her dating history. Maybe her ex-boyfriend was also elderly.
Maybe.
Maybe she has a type.
Everybody has a type.
Oh, she okay. She had, Abe said Abe heard
that. I had heard that. I did not confirm that.
What's okay.
That she like that, she likes older
her previous
folks.
Was also of more geriatric
Jackson. Again, yeah. Everybody has a type.
Maybe she likes it like
maybe
that.
Maybe she likes it like that. I'm, you know, maybe they like her. She a little too
no, I understand.
Meaty of meat.
I understand what he sees in
my
her.
Preference, but
I understand what he sees in her. That's the part of it that's not confusing to me.
What's seeing her?
She's pretty and young.
Okay, she's young.
You don't think she's pretty?
I told you, dog. She got. She just ain't. She ain't healthy enough for me.
No, I understand what you're saying, but like, just from like a general like, hey, that's a attractive person standpoint.
I
like,
would probably not say that.
Really?
I'd probably not say that.
Ugly?
I would never call nobody ugly, Andy. I don't do that. I don't call people ugly.
What are you calling her?
I just say that that ain't me.
Right. Well, sure. Enough, right? Yeah. You know I'm not saying I'm interested in her.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I understand what he's getting out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And now I think we're starting to see what she's getting out of it as well.
Yeah.
Which, also fine. Don't care. Not my business.
Yeah.
It's just weird that this is Bill Belichick.
Yeah, you know, now. I like him thick like
flat. Do you think
baby?
This Bill Belichick, like, had the Falcons hired Bill Belichick, uh-huh. Would all of this be happening?
I don't know, because I saw this
would this
yesterday.
Be our problem?
I saw this yesterday, fellas. Then I was like, boy, I'm glad he didn't bring that to Atlanta. Oh, my God.
Just like Bill in the tabloids, it's you
the,
know?
The guy who hired him, like young as Odie? Don't miss the
Kraft?
Blank. Don't miss the blank like a little. No, oh, you know Rob Kraft like him young.
Robert Kraft like, likes to pay for it. I don't know.
Did you just say Robert Kraft likes to pay for it?
He does. Yeah, he likes to ride into the strip mall.
Bo, come on, man. Let's
get $110.
Man. All right. Bo, let's go, man. See, he likes to pay for it.
I guess Bill's paying for it, too. brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
As much as we would like these two stories to just go away, maybe they'll be able to after this segment. But, yes, I'm going to bring Bill back up just because one of his friends is superly concerned. But first, I want to play the Adam Schefter cut that we didn't get to get to in No Huddle because Schefter kind of goes into a little bit more reason as to why Shador's number was blasted out there to so many people.
But I got a text on Sunday night that said, the Shador prank thing is awful, but shows their naivete by not hiring an agent. The fact that they had the league send his number to the entire football distribution list was such a mistake, one that wouldn't have happened with an agent who would have handled that communication. I've never seen the league share a draft prospect's number with the entire distribution list. As soon as I saw the email on Thursday of draft day, I was like, oh, no. And the league probably shouldn't have disseminated it the way that they did, knowing it was ripe for abuse.
I don't.
Follies all around. This whole thing was just bumbled on so many.
Yeah, things. Like a bunch of people made a bunch of mistakes. Yeah. Like, and that is kind of the weird part of it, just with how, you know, how much is at stake and how big of a business the NFL is and all of that kind of stuff. Like, again, at the end of the day, it's not like they leaked out all of his financial information.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
His phone number got out there.
Yes.
What happened sucked for sure.
Yes.
Like the penalty for it, I got no problem with.
Yes.
But like, I don't want to make this into some sort of like giant, like attack on someone's personal info. It was a cell phone number.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
They don't have his birth certificate.
Right.
They don't have his social security number.
Correct.
They're not accessing his bank accounts.
Correct.
Not gonna, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So no.
Could have been prevented on multiple levels.
It very easily could have been prevented.
Yes.
And I'm surprised that it wasn't.
So this Bill Belichick thing, so now Stephen Belichick's daughter, Steve Belichick is about 12 years older than Bill's girlfriend, Jordan.
Right. Former defensive coordinator at Washington.
Correct, and now current defensive coordinator at UNC.
Right. Coach in waiting, probably.
So Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski go on the internet, and they're defending Jordan's actions on CBS Sunday Morning because they're taking the side of she's his publicist. And she deserved to.
Which she is.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She said no to personal questions. She wanted to keep it about the book.
Oh,
okay. Is the story that we're given. And that's kind of true. It was about the book.
And that happens sometimes. Like, you know, I've done interviews before where there's like parameters beforehand. It's like, hey, we don't want to talk about
Correct.
This.
Okay. And they are saying that they were supposed to stick to that script. But once she started acting all her, they decided to probably change the script. So, anyways. Julian Edelman and Gronk go on defending her on IG. Pardon me. So then Steve's wife, this is Bill's daughter-in-law.
Okay.
Would this be Jordan's Daughter-in-law also? Well, I guess if they get married.
Jordan's daughter.
Older than she is?
Yeah. I mean, I got family where I got, like, people are younger than their uncles and stuff. It happens.
Yeah. She quotes the IG post, "Publicist asks in a professional manner and don't storm off of set delaying an interview," which is kind of what happened.
Also, there's maybe a little internal strife in the family.
Yeah, mom and stepmom that is younger than you.
Steve Belichick's stepmom to be and his wife are going at it.
Correct.
Oh.
That could cost
you. She's going after her. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a back and forth.
That could cause some discomfort at Thanksgiving.
That can cause some strife.
Yeah, we don't.
Also get him taken off the will.
Yeah, or kicked off the staff.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait, does she have enough pull that Bill fire his son?
Oh, yeah.
His daughter-in-law?
No, I think she most certainly does. Here's Bill's good friend, Charles Barkley, on the whole situation.
From what I'm hearing, it's starting to be a very slippery slope. And I never talk about people's personal relationship. That's another rule I got.
Yeah,
but I'm a little concerned with some of the stuff that's going on. I might actually reach out to him and make sure everything's good.
Hey,
but
Bill, you all right?
I am concerned from what I'm hearing.
Blink twice.
It's not a good look right now. I'll admit that.
And Bill, he's such a control freak, but he's relinquished control, it feels like. That's what's surprising to me.
Yeah, I have very strict rules on things. Don't ask me no personal questions. Nobody in my family can speak. No, I'm the one who's famous. I'm the one who has to deal with all the crap. No, don't say anything. Because if you say something, it's just going to muddy the water. That's what I call it.
If any
family members speak out, it's just going to muddy the water.
I love that from Charles Barkley for sure. I've actually wondered that myself in the past. Like, you really don't know anything about Charles Barkley's personal life at all.
Mm-mm.
Does he have kids or anything?
Yes, he's a granddad.
Oh, really?
I know his daughter just gave birth.
You don't hear about any of that stuff. For a guy that is
he controls that.
He does a great job of it. And, you know, if you don't want people to know about, like, we talk about our families all the time on the show because that's something we're comfortable with. But, like, if you don't want people to know about that part of your life, that's nobody's business. He does a really good job of that.
Yes.
Like, for as much as we know about Charles Barkley and as willing as he is to talk about himself and give details, you know, that most people wouldn't, that's funny that came up because I was thinking about that the other day.
So now that we have a winner for the very first ever sperm race, the founder of the sperm race organization, Eric Zhu, is now looking to take it to Hollywood, wanting to do the second edition of the sperm race, not only in Hollywood, and this did draw the ire of many famous people. Ty Dolla $ign was in attendance in the first one. He actually was like the master of ceremonies or something like that. He's actually looking for Hollywood volunteers to go forth and race their sperm.
Technically, we all won the sperm race.
Yeah, man. I just don't.
We beat out like millions of other little versions of us.
At one point, we were...
Yeah.
The fastest.
Everybody's a winner in that case.
This is correct. It's true. Any people you think they should probably go after for this?
Unless it was like IVF or something, because then it can be different than that. But you know what I mean. I don't know all the science.
Nick Cannon, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got some pretty fast or
famously fast.
Famously.
I think I'd put mine up against anybody's. You know?
If you got any more stories,
you want to do this, don't you?
Yes.
I would kind of like to as well.
I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to get anybody else pregnant. I think I'm good on that.
I would hope so.
I think we're done. And if I'm getting anybody else pregnant, it'll be the same person. It'll be one more time. The worry is, and your Aunt Pam keeps trying to speak it into existence.
What?
Twins.
Why does she want twins?
I don't know.
Why does she want you to have twins?
I don't know.
Oh.
These are both great questions.
Yeah.
Every time she talks about it, I ask, are you paying for this?
Yeah, so I'm like, you going to take care of at least one of them?
Yeah, how are we gonna finance this? Yeah. You going to send some money over?
See, if you put them in a sperm race, nobody gets impregnated. You also get to watch your sperm swim really fast.
It would be kind of fun to know just like how, you know, compared to others. It's kind of fun.
Are you worried about, curious about it?
A little, not, I don't know. Like, I never would have thought about it, but now that they're doing this, I'd be like,
is it the fastest swimmer or the strongest
throw
swimmer?
Throw mine in lane 4.
Yeah.
See how we're doing. Throw mine in lane 4.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, I mean.
Just because he's the fastest swimmer, he might get to the egg and bounce off. Do you have to have, like, strength in there, too?
I don't know.
Is that going to be, I'm thinking about Robert Kraft, that's going to be his theme song, Soldier Slim, I Pay For It.
It does.
I pay for it. That's it. You know, you don't mind paying for it.
It's true. It's on record. There is video of it somewhere. Hasn't been surfaced. It might someday, though. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.